Hey. Oh, sometimes when you see boys out in the front yard playing, you'll see them put their head down on the ground and then they'll kick the feet out and go over like that. You say they did a what?
Tear some shit.
And you go down to the river and you might say a person dived in and he begins to
swim.
Today he swims, yesterday he...
He swam?
And he has...
Swim.
Okay. What about... if you go downtown to pay your bill or you buy something, sometimes the storekeeper will give you a little present or a gift. Is there anything that you call that in particular?
No.
Okay. What about somebody who can't swim? You'd say he'll probably, if he doesn't watch it.
Drown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he drowns today or yesterday he...
Drowned.
Okay. What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And if there's something up a tree and I want to get a better look at it, I'd have to do what?
Climb.
Today I climb, but yesterday I...
You wouldn't say climb. I don't know what
to
do. Okay.
I've heard the clam, though.
Clam? Okay. Alright. What about if a little boy wants to hide from somebody. Let's say that he wants to hide behind the couch. You'd say he'd have to do what so you wouldn't see him?
Square out, stoop down.
And if he jumped up to try to scare you, what'd he probably say when he jumped up?
Boo. Mm-hmm.
And a little child before he goes to bed, in order when he's saying his prayers, you'd say he went over beside his bed and did what?
Knelt down.
If you're feeling tired, you might say, well, I think I'll go over to the bed and...
Rest.
Or lie down?
Yeah.
Okay. And if somebody was really sick, he couldn't even sit up, he'd just be in bed all day. You just what?
Just wasn't able to get up.
Or maybe just lay in bed?
Yeah.
Okay, and what about sometimes these things that you see in your sleep, you say you're having a...
Nightmare or dreaming.
Okay. Or you might say, I dreamed this tonight. Yesterday I
dreamt.
Mm-hmm. And I have...
Dreamed.
Okay. And what? But you might say, well, I dreamed this, but all of a sudden I was dreaming this, but all of a sudden I...
Woke up.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it when you bring your foot down real heavy on the floor?
Stop. Mm-hmm.
And if a boy meets a girl at a party and he wants to see her home, he might ask her, may I...
See you home or go home with you or carry you home.
Okay. If you've got your car stuck in the mud somewhere, you might have to take a rope, tie it to it and
tow it out,
pull it out. If your car got stalled out in the street, you might have to ask somebody to give you a...
Push.
What about if you're in the kitchen cooking something, you might tell a little child who's in there now, now that stove's very hot, so...
Don't touch it.
And if there's a knife over there on the table and you want it, you might tell me to...
Bring it alive, hand it alive.
What about in a game of tag that children are playing? What do you call that place that they can run to where they'll be safe?
Base.
The base, or have you ever heard that called a goal, or
yeah.
Something like that? Okay. All right, let's say you throw me a ball and I'm supposed to...
Catch it.
Okay, I catch it now. Yesterday I...
Caught it.
And I have...
I have caught it.
Okay. What about we're supposed to meet in town? I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll...
Wait for you.
Okay. What about if you have a hired man who keeps loafing all the time and you decide to discharge him, you might tell me, well, I think I'm going to have to get